This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. troops in Iraq today staged a raid into Crete, Saddam Hussein's hometown. It's part of a stepped-up search for those behind this week's deadly bombings in Baghdad and elsewhere. A U.S. military spokesman says the operation was aimed at a new terrorist network, which plans further attacks against the U.S.-led coalition and its supporters. The bombings prompted several international aid agencies to leave Iraq. The United Nations says it's temporarily pulling out its remaining staff. The Red Cross has decided to scale back its Iraq operations. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Peter, what do you know about this raid today into Crete?
What we're hearing from the military is that members of the 4th Infantry Division raided Crete early this morning before dawn. They were acting on intelligence information, we're told. They entered 6 houses, arrested 4 men suspected of setting up what was called a new network to attack coalition forces. 10 other male relatives are also arrested for questioning. The military said items such as false ID cards and license plates were seized from one of the houses. Crete, of course, is part of the Sunni Triangle, a source believed to be of numerous attacks against military, government, and civilian targets here. They're coming, those attacks, at an average 3 times as much as earlier in the year, 233 in the last week alone. Increasingly sophisticated, a heavily armored U.S. Abrams tank was destroyed, killing 2 soldiers earlier this week. And this raid into Crete appears to be a rare effort to try and be proactive to prevent future attacks.
What's being done to improve intelligence in the search for foreign fighters and the remnants of Saddam Hussein's regime?
This has been an issue of contention for some time now. The Iraqi Governing Council has been calling for a much larger role in security and intelligence gathering. The U.S. is now sounding much more positive about that idea in general, but there's some crucial details still out there. In addition to calling on neighboring countries to seal borders against infiltrations, the U.S.-installed Governing Council is saying, look, we've got a lot of former intelligence people sitting around with nothing to do. Why not put them to work? They can recognize foreign militants and homegrown attackers better than any foreign intelligence service. Now, the risk, of course, is the danger of reviving some Saddam Hussein loyalists who might still be loyal to him. That's something the U.S. will not do, but this latest rash of attacks is increasing the pressure to get some more local intelligence resources on the ground.
Well, those attacks were widespread and very costly in human lives and wounds, but how serious a blow have they been to U.S. efforts there?
They're definitely having an effect. There's really no question about it. The coalition clearly understands that the battle for the hearts and minds of the Iraqis depends on supplying the human basics, so water, power, health care. These bombings and shootings and other attacks have damaged that effort. As you mentioned, Red Cross has pulled out. Doctors with Borders have reduced, I should say, not completely pulled out, but reduced their international staff from Iraq. Critics are saying vital reconstruction projects in some key areas are being held up, partly because the flow of money isn't coming, and that's partly because of security concerns, along with some other things. So seriously, these attacks are having a definite effect on the pace of reconstruction, which can have an effect on the overall situation.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.